This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. At the moment, the iconic tourist attraction Bishop Castle remains standing as the Aspen Acre fire continues to burn. That's according to aerial views and trail cam footage posted on social media. The popular roadside attraction is known for its unstable appearance. Co-owner Sage Bishop.
I believe that the castle is still standing and the structures around it, the gift shop and some of our other buildings, appear to be intact and not touched by fire.
Meanwhile, some mandatory evacuations in the Aspen Acres fire area are being lifted. Pueblo County Sheriff David Lucero says some residents of Colorado City, Burnt Mill Road, Crow Cutoff, and Water Barrel Road will soon be allowed back in with a reentry card from the Disaster Assistance Center.
Those areas that are repopulated will be placed on a pre-evacuation status, meaning those residents should be ready to evacuate if we have a change in fire behavior.
The Disaster Assistance Center reached capacity today and will reopen tomorrow. Thousands of people remain evacuated. A candidate in the Republican gubernatorial primary is home after being hospitalized over the weekend. State Representative Scott Bottoms was rushed to the hospital Saturday evening. It was due to a blood sugar spike related to type 2 diabetes. The campaign says he is recovering and will return to work later this week. Bottoms is currently in a distant third in the GOP gubernatorial primary. Look for temperatures around 100 degrees throughout this week across Grand Junction. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.